here we go. Let's hear what they say. Oh, no, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, everyone, to Loser Central, a Love After Lockup podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hi friends. We're locking up the shit show that was a locking.
They should have
up.
Made it a two. Why would they rush the finale when they got nothing else?
Like make it a 2-episode finale rather
make
than
it
2 hours.
This week and next week.
Yeah.
It was too long.
It was too long too. You know what this makes me realize? It doesn't matter what show it is.
No.
Because I love Love After Lockup. If it's over an hour,
I was zoned out.
I check out mentally. I had to split it up. I mean, if you know,
This morning. It's like, right. God. And I like to watch it. I would watch it twice I watch it Friday night with all the tweeters. Mm-hmm. Then I watch it again before we do our podcast and make notes. I just didn't even have the energy. I don't have 3 hours of my day to sit here and watch freaking Love After Lockup.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that. They should have split it into two, focus more on each couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was good. It would have been good that way.
Like, I didn't need as much Quaylon and Chevelle yelling at each other as we got. I needed 3 seconds of it, point taken, enough. I didn't need 3 scenes.
Cracky mommy.
Yeah, don't need
with crack mom. We don't need that.
Uh-uh.
Puppy and her mom's conversation. We could
didn't
have
need it.
2 seconds would have been done.
Yep. Yeah, it's very true. Okay, we're going to get into it.
It's not like they have another. Do they have a preview for next season? I haven't seen it.
It said coming this summer. So I think we got a little while to wait.
Summer?
Summer will be here before we freaking know it. It's freaking March.
They must be taping it now, huh?
It's crazy. I have bought some Kerrygold butter, everyone. I have not used it yet. I will, and I'll report back.
Now, what do you eat butter with to get a real taste of what
that's
the butter
what I was wondering.
Like
I'm thinking toast? like toast, right? Or something where you can really taste the pureness.
And you got to put butter. Shit butter and then Kerrygold and see if it does taste better and do a blind
maybe like
taste test.
Half a piece normal, half a piece Kerrygold. Or, see how it goes.
Or don't mix them.
Right. Obviously.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And have Dorian do it back. Too. God, I wish I was your neighbor and I could blindfold you too.
Just be tasting some Kerrygold.
Dorian would be so sick of me. I'd be asking him a million questions.
All right. Anything before we get into it?
Oh, let's talk about these losers.
All right. Let's start with Quaylon and Chevelle.
Her outfit is hilarious.
I wonder if she's
going to give her a yeast infection.
The whole time I was watching, I was thinking, do you think she regrets this choice now watching it?
No,
this
I don't think
the
she
last
does.
Moment we're going to see her.
I think she looks good in it, actually, but she's working it the way she's so nuts. I think she should regret who called the cops on him. And then how did she end up in the car with the cops when she was not in the car?
I was wondering the same thing. Yeah, I don't understand people who take fights outside. There's a reason why we have homes to fight in. Why are we fighting outside?
And especially when you can go back to jail.
Right. Like, especially when supposedly your love of your life that you're going to get married to is a felon. So maybe you should cover his ass and fight inside. I don't understand the outdoors fight. I really don't.
And
falling each other
don't
down the
fight
street.
Him with the. Call, go in there, call Verizon, call AT&T, call T-Mobile, call Cricket, and shut his phone off.
Right.
How you do it if you're that upset about paying his phone bill.
Be petty. Be like Sean, call the tow truck. You know, you got to do what you got to do. Don't sit around
and
fight with
truck?
Him for what?
You bought him a truck, too.
Well, wasn't that what he was trying to get into, that truck?
But I felt like since he's not in Kansas City, didn't he fly there?
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought.
You're right.
But whose truck is that then? She's got lots of nice vehicles. She's got a Land Rover, Range Rover, right?
Right, right.
Or something like that. And then this nice, brand new, shiny truck that looked like it was just washed and waxed.
Crazy. I don't know. I mean, when they started following each other down the street, I put this on our Twitter, Escape 2 Pod, if you guys aren't following us, like two toddlers out past their bedtime. But it was like her colorful outfit, and his
like
child's backpack, like following each other, yelling down the street. It's like, what the fuck is this? Like, you're going to feel my wrath. It's like, no.
She was pissed. Oh, and my kids Warner's scared of Rugrats. He's like, the Rugrats scare me. You are a weirdo. Shut up. We're putting it on and we're getting over this fear.
Rugrats.
Okay. I called the cops. Neighbors, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
The producers were there. Things would have gone. I'm glad that I think having TV show filming might have helped keep him out of jail that night, right?
Agreed. I just
I was worried when it whoever went calls first to commercial.
Yeah, whoever calls the cops, it's just obviously
people are
people
peeking
are
out the window and they got producers making a whole scene of it. Oh, it made me nervous.
This is two people that love to fight to me.
Oh yeah. Not a fun argument. Yeah, this is great. And then where is the daughter? And
this is the last
better
scene.
Just go home.
Yeah, the last scene of Chevelle just crying and like, if you're a woman dealing with a man, leave his ass. He's using you. It was like comical to me.
Not everybody.
Oh, shit.
Shut up.
Well,
I think people maybe, you know, they can find. But she's an idiot. She's so dumb. You bought him a truck. You're paying for a cell phone.
Yeah.
You're a sucker.
You know, there's certain times where people get extra angry and you realize half that anger should be directed at themselves. That's what this situation was to me. You know?
Oh, man.
It's like,
yes,
she should have been yelling right at herself because your dumbass was right.
You're
in the situation.
Idiot.
Like, you're the one who thought because suddenly he gave you a ring that every magic thing in your relationship was fixed. Like, enough.
And she would be right back with him if he apologized or if he tried to get back with her.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
She's hilarious crying. I was laughing when she was crying into the camera. It was hilarious.
It was what a look. What a scene. Her just stomping off, still in that same onesie. It's great. What would you call that?
Mayula has the mom. A onesie. A romper to me is shorts. Yeah.
Me too. Okay.
That's a wrestling outfit. It really is.
100%. Nothing's slipping out of there.
Where did she get that?
I don't know.
It's like Ross putting on those leather pants.
Yeah. What an outfit.
I would love to speak with her and just learn just to go through every piece of clothing and where she purchased it and how much money.
Like that, like Vogue behind the outfit.
You put that thing in the dryer, that thing shrinks up to a Barbie.
Mayula's wearing it next.
Poor Mayula.
God.
Where's her dad? Did they ever talk about that?
No. Never.
I feel like he must be really handsome because she's a pretty face.
All right. Anything else on those two?
I like Quaylon more than her. Mm-hmm. But Quaylon's got to go home and stay with his mom.
Yes.
And be in the house by 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
An ankle monitor. Not that I believe, you know, whatever, but it might do him good. He needs to just
lay
stay away from people.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Christiana and John.
I love her.
Oh, God.
John's a scumbag.
I love them. Yeah. I think so. I mean, I just love them waiting for her sister
on
the
playground. On that swing?
It's like, we really picked the playground. That's
that
the meeting
really
point.
Chucky-esque.
Dark. Yes.
You are so right. Nothing good happens after midnight, and that is the prime example.
There you go. And then her just like, when she rolled up, the sister's like, you're bigger than me now. It's like the sister just came in.
You're
with this,
fat.
Like this, like
you've
five.
Gained weight. No, that's sisters. Who wants
trouble.
A sister? Most sisters are real bitches like that to
I
each
know.
Other.
She's like, are you clean right now? It's like, okay.
Poor Christiana and Tara.
No, I just think that, you know, the sister came in. It's just odd to me when you're family, but you have this like deep, obvious like hatred towards your sibling. Like when she was
resentment.
Like, I mean, what'd you want? I was there and you weren't. It's like, yeah, she was in fucking jail. She's like, I knew how he liked his eggs. I'm like, oh, what are you saying?
Who says that? And she shouldn't be there. And it's sick. And it's all John is the problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and these sisters too, but John knows what he's doing. Maybe Tara, I think if Tara wanted to screw him, she would have done it.
Yeah.
Down in the basement. I'm surprised they didn't kiss. She says they didn't kiss. I don't believe it. I feel like there was penetration.
Maybe, but I feel like she would have been petty and said
she would have said it. I know.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. John's face looked so guilty, though.
I think he, well, because I think he knew it was inappropriate. I have a real hard time believing that he's never been faithful in any single relationship. And all of a sudden, Christiana is the one where he's going to lock it up. I just don't buy it.
And I feel like they have bigger problems than flirting. What's flirting? Like, you're flirting. It doesn't even, what I want to know, I guess, what does he smack her on the ass? Does he say, hey, you look good today?
Right.
I love how that word flirt, it seems so childish.
He was very flirtatious.
I find Christiana to be very beautiful. Tara almost too, like a crackhead, white trash.
I think you've been Miss watching America shows too long.
But when she rolls up though, and she's swinging on that swing like she's got no problems. There's nothing creepier than a park cemetery
at night.
Oh my God! Yeah, no, I don't care if I'm with the camera crew.
No,
it's be like, are you guys bringing me here to kill me and dig me? Just swinging away.
And I don't know. Are they still together? I guess is my first question.
I think so. I think they are.
Like, she's not.
Because remember, I did see pictures of them in Vegas walking into maybe the Wahlburgers restaurant or something there.
Okay, look at that.
I don't know how they have money.
I don't know.
His hair looks like it stinks. He needs detangler. I just cut that hair off.
I don't understand.
It's nuts.
Yeah, he has a connection to it. You can tell. It's like his thing.
With the owl.
I'm rooting for her.
Past the owl in the freezer.
I don't know if she's going to make it.
I feel bad for her. They've had such a hard, just a weird life. Isn't it just weird?
Yeah.
I feel like Tara would have screwed him. She would have said it.
Yeah, I think so. Because
for your own sister.
I don't feel like she was holding anything back.
Caesar.
Is he a Caesar?
The way she says sister. Yeah, oh, God, weird. I hate that. It's like love talk. Schmoop. Oh God, couples that call each other some type of name or something. It just was gross.
Yeah.
And we'll then she, I love a mad Christiana. She's almost funny.
Oh, shaking.
The way she's smoking and
shaking.
I liked her bathrobe. Looks soft.
Yeah. I love her waking up with those like seizure lights in his room. It's like, what the fuck is this? Who wants to sleep under that? I don't know.
It's in the basement. How musty, and they need a dehumidifier maybe down there. They're nuts. I don't want more of them though. Be done. We're done. Can we just move on to all new people?
Yes, we need new people, fresh. Because like Marcelino and Brittany, for example, someone sent this to us. He was arrested. What happened? Did you find out?
Who? No, Marcelino and Brittany.
Yeah, Marcelino's in jail.
Marcelino? No, it's It's Jessica and
from, okay.
I got it mixed up too. I'm glad you bring this up. What's his name? Because I didn't recognize Mauricio or Maurice.
Maurice, okay. And I read Marcelino. Oh,
yes.
I feel
our
way
girl
better.
Keek sent that to us.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's not Marcelino, but it isn't good because it looks like he got caught with a gun, I believe. I think. I'm not positive. I think he's in for good. It might have 3 strikes. He might be fucked, and they have that cute little baby. He's got the daughter.
Damn shame.
You know what? That Jessica is a piece of shit, white trash. She is online saying, I got my husband's taxes and tax and stimulus. Good thing it's all in a good, I'm getting the money. And he's sitting in jail, I think. And she doesn't bring that up.
And I'm sure she's the type of person that's like, every man got to fight for himself, pull him up by the bootstraps. And now she's living off the fucking.
Well, he better be. Have his books filled up.
Okay,
jail.
That makes me feel much better. I feel really still, that's a shame. But I'm glad it's not Mauricio.
No, Marcelino. Yeah.
Marcelino. Thank you. Yeah. Mauricio.
I do feel bad. I don't like Jessica to me is just said she was just bad news. She has a bad energy about her, right? Mm-hmm. That bitch. I don't know. I feel so bad for him. I thought he has kind eyes, that Maurice, and a sweet smile. I feel bad for him.
Damn, sure.
All right.
I don't really have anything much to say about Marcelino and Brittany other than
I hope that mom course,
she didn't. I hope,
who's paying for that? She didn't.
No, said she.
She didn't. It said at the end
of Vegas. Yep.
Oh, I missed that. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not cheap. I wonder who.
I wonder as. Yeah, I wonder the same. I think.
Oh, that's too bad.
Sometimes you get to a certain point in life where there's no coming back from the shit mm-hmm. you've done for 50 oh, yeah. years. She may be yeah. there. I don't know.
Oh, she didn't complete treatment. Oh, poor little ragdoll Annie.
We're in the dark part of the season, guys. The end. All the failures are coming back to bite us.
The dad's looking at her like, this bitch ain't getting clean. I know. She's going to be sucking my dick before I know it.
You could tell he was like not buying it.
Marcelino, too. It's like, yeah.
We'll see.
Poor Brittany. She's such a sweetie.
Yeah. I think I'm done with them, though. I need no.
Oh, bar. Yeah. No, I don't want to ever see him again on my TV yeah. screen. No. Enough. See you later.
Yeah.
Go minivan it, baby. Oh, yeah. They should move out of Vegas too and move to Utah or something. I don't know. Get the fuck out of Vegas.
Seriously. The
kids are just going to be lined up to be hustling crack too. Maybe not with Marcelino, but 3 out of percentages aren't good for him, I don't think.
I don't think so either. All right. Destiny and Sean. Just marrying a random, huh?
How'd she get that lined up? And what is this guy? He's never seen the show?
I thought it was very odd that she rolled out like we all should know who this person is. And that
and Love After Lockup for doing that to
right.
us.
Right. It's like, what? Like,
we jumped a big step here.
Right. And then mom's just, I love the mom, like sequestered to the outside. And then they just walk by. Well, we got to go. So thanks again.
Thanks. Yeah. And she acts like she's a clean, healthy, nice person. Like, I love you, mom. Thanks for coming. And crazy. This little meathead guy who's a crackhead, too. You don't marry Destiny if you're not a crackhead.
When this is the red flag to me when he was like, what do you like about Destiny? She's like, you know, he was like her warm heart, you know, just deep down. I was like, oh, shut the fuck up. No one's ever described her that way.
She's got a cold, ice cold heart. I usually try to find good in people. There's no good in that broad.
No, because the way she called Sean mm-hmm. and like if Sean was a better person, it would make me hate the situation more, like hate her more, you know, since he's a skeeved like scumbag. It's like whatever. But just to see her like she has no fucking shame. She was just going to try to run him again for another couple grand. It's crazy.
Where's the husband money?
Right. Where's that? I love him like a battered woman. I'm taking my power back. You know,
I love
like...
that. He's funny, but I don't want to see him with his next girlfriend.
Oh, absolutely.
Fuck you,
not.
Love After Lockup. Don't nope. even try that shit with us. You know, they are because they're lazy.
I don't want that.
I don't want new cracky.
No,
no,
me neither.
I hate Sean.
I don't ever want to see that again at all.
No,
no, definitely not. And I think, there
no,
are enough people dating people in prison. We don't need it. We know
if
it.
They they're... need hire us. We'll right. find. We'll cast the season and yes. it will be fire.
Unbelievable.
We'll yes. cast the housewives. I got yeah. all day.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, they are lazy. Lazy.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. I don't. I love the jail.
You saw her prison picture
girl.
At the end.
Oh, I don't know. I saw a picture. I think.
Oh, OK. She
see, my
all
YouTube
the way
must
back.
Cut it off.
She looks exactly like she looks like she did before. It's crazy. So she was definitely on drugs because she's like looks back to her old self.
What is she eating in jail, though, that puts weight on?
Well, I think she's not on drugs. She's not on whatever she was on, heroin or something, losing weight.
Right. And then
or meth, eat. People say.
And
meth,
then she does she look healthy or does she look fat?
No, she looked healthier for sure.
Healthy. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She does look cracked out. And then that ring. Got a ring. I just can't stand her. And I know she's been through a lot of trauma in her life, but there's no redeemable qualities. I don't like her.
No, me neither. I'm good. I don't want to see either of them ever again.
And she comes out in that wedding dress. I'm offended though that they just do that and don't give us any lead up.
Right.
Why don't
instead of giving us be? 2 days of their relationship of him hunting down the car, why don't I see her scamming this new dude?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's not okay.
No, agreed.
All makes right. me freaking angry.
Another couple. See, I agree with you. We got to go new. I mean, this to me is the end. Like, I don't want to see John, Lacey, or Shane again either.
No.
I don't need anything.
God, no.
At all.
And, okay, John, stop acting like Lacey is the reason you do drugs. I get that she's a trigger, but I've heard it enough. shut up.
I don't want to watch him. Like, I don't need to know he's on methadone and doing this and that. I mean,
oh, and then puking in the,
it's like
he's already laying in Howard Stern show. It's like, come on.
I hate watching people vomit. It's like a pet peeve.
Oh, I can't take it.
Like,
I can't take
we
it.
Don't need this. And I didn't need that. And
in
at
his
all.
Prince William hair. And then he's on the date with the Trace or Lacey 2.0, who's got birds and rats living in her rat
and
nest.
He's like,
Amy
God,
Winehouse
you
hair.
Look great.
Ugh, I'm going to bite of that. Shut up. Yeah, crackheads. I don't like him. I don't root for him.
No, I mean, there have been like, he's like a redemption story that we should be like,
no,
it's very weird. I don't
there's
get
no,
it.
He's a piece of garbage. I don't care. I don't like him. There's something weird about him. Seems like he would rob you blind. Mm-hmm. And I work with my dad, AC Vec. You know, you show up, I'm worried that you're going to remember the layout of my house and come back in at night. I'm going to go buy myself a big dog today. And then her, I like a man that can make his own schedule. Shut the fuck up.
I love that line. She's laying that shit out at every bar she goes into, you know? It's like, I'm unemployed. I like a man to make his own schedule. She reminded me of someone who belonged on Shameless, if anyone has ever watched.
Yes. Yes. She looks like she blew him. And then they're like, okay, I'm going to in the parking lot. Then they're going to pretend to meet each other in the restaurant.
Yep. 100%. It's hilarious.
Nothing wrong with a blowjob, parking lot blowjob. You know, never say I've never been in that. But hey, she just looks like a crackhead, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They're still together, it said, the two of them.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Mazel
maybe
top.
She's on the straight and narrow, but I think he should be with a Bible beater. He should be with a person who's going to church every week and is the complete like, opposite of him. It should keep him on the straight and narrow
Andrea's,
and shame him
Andrea's
on God.
Friend. Andrea's yes. friend who is afraid of going to the mailbox. We need that.
What the fuck was that?
We'll get there. We'll get there. Oh, the Lacey epidural story. Terrifying.
Hold
terrifying.
On. She's hilarious describing it too, with the oxygen, and they got her with. Can we give her a break if she's got bubbles going to her brain
with that angle and shit? Oh, it was rough.
She's like, they gave me the epidural, and then
her lips look like they're gonna fall off her face. She looked completely different to me there.
That kills That's, you, right?
It's. I think it can yeah.
right away. She's lucky to be alive.
I know. Insane. That's so scary. So
I would
scary.
Risk that every day though for that epidural. I'd do it right now. I'd take a couple bubbles up the vein. Nothing like an epidural. It is the best. It's the best.
Bubbles
oh my
brain.
God, I love it.
I didn't have enough time for to like really feel it, honestly.
Oh
so
baby, you missed out. You gotta have another kid just to live in that luxury, but you probably spit another one right out.
Oh,
you ate the dates really must have helped you guys. That's something.
Maybe.
Right. If anybody doesn't know, if you eat a certain amount of dates before you lead up to pregnancy, it softens up that cervix. So you shoot that baby right out your cooter.
You guys didn't know that Roslo giving you the sexual education.
But she cracks me up. It was beautiful with Shane and the baby. I think he will. As long as Lacey doesn't keeps her mouth off other people's penises.
Yeah.
They'll be OK. It's up to Lacey.
Agreed. 100%. It is up to her. We'll see.
And I don't trust her.
No, me either.
I find it funny to see the other kids. It's like, who's your daddy? This is the only kid we know who has a dad is the baby.
So true.
Who are these kids' fathers? And this is it. You don't get another baby, Lacey. We don't got $1,400 to give you again, okay? Stop it. It's enough. You don't need another baby.
No, definitely not.
All stop.
Right. Sarah,
get China
Michael.
Rolls in here, man.
Limit them. So I want to know the timeline of when we're watching this and when he gets arrested, when Michael gets arrested.
Has he already been arrested? They're not even telling us, I feel like. Or
I
maybe
don't think,
it's after
I don't,
this.
I think it's right after Maria. This. It's got to be like when she when he escapes again after he asks her to marry him or whatever escapes.
They're married. Who's proposing? So dumb.
So dumb. When he gets down, he's like, boo-boo. I want to marry you. It's like, hey, don't fucking boo-boo me. We're already fucking married. What the fuck am I watching?
And her face, she acts like she just won the Bachelor.
She has,
I mean, come on.
Everyone knows that smile. that people get when they're around someone they like, or they're like, and that she's just plastered all over her face. And
she can't hide it.
This is the greatest moment of her life. And they're at a roadside ice cream stand, and your husband just returned from making out with some other chick at the very least. So you didn't win a prize, honey.
And him on that car and them making out. I can't stand the makeout sessions. Seeing Amber and her cracky making out with the tongue.
When he
said, could barf.
When he said, as bad as I want to be inside of you, I almost threw up my dinner. I never want to hear that. And seeing a girl be that aggressive with Michael, I just wanted to shake her and be like, do you have any self-respect? What are you doing?
She was either 25 or 15. She looked young, kind of.
Oh, okay. I was thinking the other way. I was thinking she was like 45.
Oh. I hate him. I'm trying to find a tweet from a guy who we're friends with right now who messages us about Love After Lockup. I want to get his name right.
God, no offense. I am exhausted by this. I don't think anyone wants to see any more of this.
I don't want to mom shame because my car, you know, isn't perfect, but car and car seats are very important. My kids are way bigger than her oldest daughter, and they still have the 5-point thing. She's wearing just a booster seat with a strap with a seatbelt, which will save her life, I'm sure. But then the little girl who's definitely, do you think she's two? She's flipped around. I got to flip my kid around. I am before he turns two. And the other one has been flipped around in Tyler's truck.
When can you
flip? But the kid is still very little. I think they say it's either a certain weight or 2 years old. Okay. But that little baby is really small. And whatever. I just had to say it because it's just kind of odd. But I think boys are, you know, that you can flip them faster because they're bigger and their legs are like Vernon's leg is on his foot. Shoulder.
Yeah. No, Sterling's the same way. It's like his feet are crossed. Listen, the least of our worries is their car seat issues.
I know. I just had to
say
just
representative of her.
Uh-huh. And now she's just zooming around thank God she's not. She doesn't seem like she's a drunk or a drug addict. No. Thank God.
No, she's a Michael
His name
addict.
Is. Shout out to Mr. OB135 at B135. We love you. Thanks for always reaching out. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. We love you guys on Twitter. Twitter and Love After Lockup is like a match made in heaven. We're going to miss it until it comes back.
I know. I said when Marcelina was fishing for compliments from her, I said, we appreciate you. And the Love After Lockup community does as well. Marcelino's kind of a little bitch, though. Like, she's got to suck your dick more, Marcelino. Come on.
But her mom is literally on like death's door.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a couple things to think about.
Crazy.
Men are such babies, aren't they? They're such babies.
Totally. The coddling that is needed, especially like Marcelino's like, she got bigger problems. She's a former addict trying to help a former addict. Leave her the fuck alone. Who's her mother who was fucked by her grandmother? It's like enough of this shit. Ridiculous.
God. I mean, he's a great guy. He's one of the best on reality TV, but it just is. It just shows that men, it's just women are it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Always. I believe this deeply, as you know. All right. Before we talk our girl Andrea and Lamar, I had to shout out, since Justine shout out our Twitter friends, some of our new patrons who joined us recently, Edwina, Susan, Zamber, gotta be a fake name, but if Zamber is your real name, I want to know. We love you guys.
Thank you
for joining the Patreon community. We're dropping a very fun least favorite Housewives episode.
Oh man, I think I'm PMSing too.
So your way. Uh-oh.
Take it with a grain of salt, everybody.
It's coming in hot. We're also covering Floribama Shore this month. We're talking Kardashian.
Next week, I think we got a set.
We're talking Seeking Sister Wives. I see that's finally coming back.
Are we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, awesome.
It starts the end of the month, so that'll probably be April.
It'll be good because then it replaces our whole of this 90 day. Okay,
like
good.
A trash show. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I didn't know we were into that. Okay, good.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing. Patreon.com/escapedrealitypodcast. And thank you for everybody who's joined us already. We love you.
We love you so much. And thank you. You don't even understand how much we appreciate. We're just two people in the world that started a podcast. And the fact that you guys want to join. It really touches our hearts. So
it does.
We really appreciate it.
We love you. All right. Andrea and Lamar.
Like when they say, when they show those videos of, I love the videos when they show on the internet of a small business getting a sale and they dance. Mm-hmm. That's like us.
Yeah.
We get a
absolutely.
Dance. We dance inside.
Totally. Totally.
So
wrapping it up with our girl. Okay.
We got to still talk about, I still have to talk a little bit about Amber.
Amber. Oh, I forgot about them. Oh,
pups. Got lots to say about Amber. Ambie.
Pups and Amber. What are your thoughts?
I think, what's his name? I don't know. Cracky. I just tweeted if crack was a person. He is creepy as fuck. His eyes, my friend Sarah messaged us. They look like they're dead holes. I think he's bad news bears. Amber needs to start fresh in witness protection program. I love. Okay. People say that she left. I'm so I guess. Okay. Puppy. I thought she was dead in the pool. So happy she wasn't dead. They made Amber thought she was dead. That face. Okay. When she was swimming in the pool. Mm-hmm. I love that. She's just swimming around. I like Puppy. I think she's got a sweet little face. She's pretty, but she's not on the same path and she's drinking like that.
I honestly have to give Amber credit for the first her first decision of being like,
yeah,
yo, I'm out of here. If you get it together, you know where I'm at. We're veering in different directions. I got to remove myself. I give her credit for that. But why?
Because people are against her for that.
No, I think that's the right
thing. I think that was good.
Do?
You got to worry about yourself sometimes, right? Especially when you're a felon.
To bring it full circle, right? When you think about like Britney's mom, she was at a point where she was almost ready to get help. Puppy, so far from that. You can tell she doesn't give a shit.
And what bottle didn't break like that? There's an advertisement. What was that? Do you know? Costco tequila. I mean,
what is that tequila with the blue?
That and it really.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, she's not in a position to get help. So if Amber stuck around, she's dealing with a drunk who potentially is going to get her in some serious trouble. I give her no. I think it's fine.
Whose house is that?
I don't know.
Whose house is that? You're letting her in your house alone cleaning?
Because she's supposed to be cleaning, right? Idiot. Instead, she's just boozing.
Nobody's sitting in my house cleaning until I really know you.
No.
Not some cracky from, I don't know. I gave Amber credit for that too. Should she have left her at the house? I would have been worried that Amber would go, but then that's part of it, right? You can't worry forever. When does it buck stop, right?
It's got to, you got to just
where do you take her?
I know. No, I mean, to me, it's like you, at a certain point, you have to look out for number one always, which is yourself. Mm-hmm. And that could be selfish in some point, but if you're not all right, how can you help other people? And Amber is protecting herself in a situation where she could potentially be in a really like dangerous slippery slope. So yeah. I think it was fine personally.
I did too. I was clapping. I thought she would made the right decision until she was with Johnny, or I call him John.
What is his name? I don't know his name. Sammy. Dorian said he looks like Abe Lincoln to him.
He does. You see it? Holy shit, he does.
Yeah, right?
Wow. He should become Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
He should just walk around. That should be his shtick. He shows up at kindergartens and creeps him out. Wow. No, I love that. Oh my God. That is a good call.
Yeah, no, I agree with you though. He's extremely creepy.
He looks like, he looks like a piece of the moon. Yeah, he's scary.
Piece of the moon.
Wow.
Abe Lincoln. Else on those two?
Wow. Why are they together?
I don't know.
Amber, stop.
What is it about once you've dated someone in jail? It's like you can't get out of the cycle. It's like there are other pools to date from. There are apps. There are many avenues to meet someone. AA. I don't fucking know. Like, just figure it out. Why is it jail?
If you have brains enough to leave Puppy, why are you with Sammy?
Because he's not currently on drugs.
I'll never trust Sammy ever. Mm-mm. Ever. He creeps me out.
Yeah, me too.
He looks like he'll crack her head open and leave her for dead. I don't like him.
Add it to the list.
I really don't. I don't like Amber either, but.
Right.
I like the way
I thought
she's
she handled
on
herself
me a little
well
bit.
This season. I think. She did
in that house. I was like, oh, okay, this girl's actually got a smart head, and then she's on the bridge,
right?
Beautiful bridge.
Oh, God. All right, Andre and Lamar.
Oh, God, he said something.
This
I forgot to write it.
Friend,
down. Oh. This all three of them.
I mean,
But what was she even saying though? Really? Like she's like, I'm out of shape. Yeah. What?
I'm out of shape. I can't walk a mile. That means you're rich. If you can walk a mile to your freaking thing. God.
I mean, there's a certain tone deafness to people where it's just like unbelievable that they can say this shit out loud and feel confident and stand in it.
Oh, because
like
Andrea said, I don't feel, I live in Watts, but where you live is super safe. Yeah. Why would you even argue that? So dumb.
She's like, if you think it's the same as in Utah, you have no idea. It's like, that's true.
Even Santa Monica, even the safest part of Los Angeles is more dangerous than I feel where the hell they live in Utah in the middle of nowhere.
It's just ridiculous.
I mean, Watts is, I guess, really dangerous. I don't know anything about it, so I can't. I'm sure it is. I'd never heard of it until Andrea put it on the map, to be honest. But
I hope that we get to see them in Ghana.
I'm going to get run over. I mean, get run over then. Shut up.
What does that even mean?
She doesn't like Andrea.
Yeah.
Those women, they're not your friends.
No, absolutely not. When they asked her what kind of underwear is she wearing, and see, this is why I love Andrea. And then when she was like, when is the last time that you took a family need groceries? It's like, you don't come and see how I serve the Lord. It's like, yeah, you don't fucking know. Somebody can look like a whore and they could be the most generous person in the world. Who gives a shit?
Is Andrea giving groceries out? She's hilarious. Andrea is funny, but there is something that when you look back at those videos, it does make me think twice, because did you see the one where she's saying that Nyla should eat less and her stomach needs when she's on Stage Moms? And she's like, the videos I sent you, she's on Stage Moms saying Nyla should eat less. She needs washboard abs. And the women on the thing are saying, there's a clip I put on her Instagram on our Twitter. And it's showing her saying that Nyla needs to pretty much diet at like 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And it's not a good look. And then in the next clip, she says, oh, you got to watch those. Oh my God. Then in the next clip, it says, the girls are saying, we love you. You're very talented, Nyla, but your mom is crazy. And she's a little nutty, but it's not fun nutty. Like I thought it's not, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, Nyla turned out okay, but she's definitely, my mom never told me never anything about my body. No. Like, I mean, that's crazy. Yeah. And Andrea has been trying to get famous for a while.
Right. Right.
I don't want to know stuff like that.
Right, right, right.
No, I love Andrea. I think I love Andrea and Lamar.
No,
makes
I
me
love
feel good.
Her for television, I guess. And so I could see she'd be great on Stage Moms because she's psychotic. That's what makes her great.
Good,
just like a Teresa, you know?
People have worse moms. But yes. I think Teresa's a better mom than Andrea, to be honest with you.
When she was like, can you give me a hug? And she was like, you can hug me. I will let you hug me, but I will not hug you back.
And she's on the thing saying that I have a boyfriend in jail I'm going to marry. Mm-hmm. So this is all real. That's real.
Yeah.
So
she's out here.
I like Andrea just because she has a sweet face and she's always been so kind to us. And I really do like her a lot. I love crazy people.
How about when Lamar was like, I think she said something to him like they called me a Mormon whore or something like that. And he comes up and he's like, who did, baby? Like he's like trying to appease her. It's like you really got to like walk on eggshells to even make it through an interaction with her. That's just the issue.
And when you walk it, when she walked in and she called, she's like, the African queen is
queen
here.
Is
that
here.
She said?
Yes. And she's like, bow
she's
to
so
me
cute.
And give me my crown. It's like, oh,
she
my
looked
God.
She's beautiful. She's very gorgeous. And her and Lamar make a beautiful couple. When he got up at the table and was dancing for her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that the daughter's there. Her and the daughter and Lamar seem to be growing a nice bond and they're all the kids are intermingled. I think that's really nice.
Yeah.
But no,
I agree with you. There's like some definitely
the truth
problematic
that Andrea is nuts.
Right. Right.
I like to live in denial.
Yeah, I think we know.
But people make mistakes, you know, whatever.
Right.
But Nyla, now that you look back, she does look like she would be a dancer, not like a bad, you know, like a professional dancer. She kind of I could see that now.
Yeah.
All right. What else? That's it. That's the season. We another one down the drain. Still great. Still love Love After Lockup.
It is good. Well, this the friend though crying to Andrea seems so fake. She didn't mean that. That was fake tears.
Yeah. No, it's tears because she got busted being an asshole. You know.
They're not your friends.
No, not at all. Those
Why
are
did they come?
To be on TV, probably. They'll be like, guys, you'll never believe it. We went to LA.
I like who set that up? I wonder. I wonder how it all happened.
Yeah.
Never mind. They do kind of speak like a Louise. They kind of, yeah, I guess they don't, but in my head, they do too.
I know.
The two of them look like sisters or identical, kind of.
Yes, I can't tell them apart.
And then the one normal friend is just staring at him like, you fucking idiot.
I know.
Right? Like, how am I here? I want to go home.
God. Ridiculous.
It looked like a nice party, though.
Yeah, it was nice.
I love how Nyla set it up with the table and the little gumballs. It was cute. See, she's done something right as a mother, though. Her kids do love her.
And they put up with her crazy shit.
Yeah. I love Tennyson rolling his eyes and like putting his hand over. I love Tennyson.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And I love them all. Yeah.
Yep. All right. I think that's it, guys.
She's so funny. I wonder what they should film them going to Ghana.
That's what I said. We got to see it. Yeah. Yep. All right. We'll be back. Temptation Island next. Have you watched yet? I watched.
No, no, I haven't.
You just wait.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. All right. We'll be back, guys. We love you.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.